Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, 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 holla. What is up, champ? It's a brand new week in November. It's a no-shave November, although I'm shaving because if I don't shave, I will definitely look like a bad science project gone wrong. A little bit of gray, a little bit of darker facial hair, just growing all out of... It ain't a good look. I like that boy next door look. I've really embraced that since I was the boy next door. By the way, watch that kid. Now that I'm the father of four girls, I know it. And when the kids come up acting like I did when I was 15, 16, oh, hello, Mr. Crowley. Oh, hello, Mrs. Crowley. Very nice to meet you. Oh, you look nice today. A red flag goes up. Dude, come over here. Let me give you some advice. Don't be that kid. Okay. I know your game. I know that game. I played that game in Bradford, PA in the 80s. Okay. Oh, hello, Mrs. Smith. Very nice. Oh, Sam, you're such a sweet boy. And you know what? I kind of was a good kid. So anywho, way off the beaten path. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. So great to have you here. Just want to go over kind of a reset. I'm going to hit the reset button. It's a reset Monday. You might hear a couple raindrops in the background. That's because I'm inside the Everyday Saturday Kia, the car that I bought. I wouldn't say as a joke because I don't think $16,000 is a joke, but one day I had a pretty good sales day a couple years ago, and I said, you know, I'm not into cars. I'm not really a car guy. What's funny is I traded in a Mercedes to get a Kia. Who does that? Anybody ever? I bet I could get on the news for that. I bet if I wanted to email the networks, hey, do you know there's a guy that traded in a Mercedes for a Kia? Yeah. Okay. And he's not insane anywhere in a mental hospital. Okay. Very good. Let's bring him on the show, Joe. Go ahead. Book that guy. Well, I'm that guy because I record in my car every day. I need a car to get me from A to B. There's a theme here working, folks. A to B. Your customer wants to get from A to B. So I got the car, walked over to the Kia dealership, got the car. I record from it every day. That's where I'm recording this show. And I'm pretty damn excited to have a podcast. I'm really grateful to be alive. And I joke a lot about, you know, having daughters, it driving me crazy, father of four girls, happily married 22 years, couple of border collies, they're female, by the way, as well, and five cats. And I live on an acre of land here in Loveland, Ohio, the land of love, right outside Cincinnati. And I provide this content for you to inspire you and motivate you to get out there and share your message with the world. Let's go out there and share it. Don't worry about what your friends think or the people in-laws think or your old boss used to think. None of that matters. What matters is what your prospect, what your client, what the end user thinks. That's all that matters. And they're going to absolutely love you because you are one thing. You're authentic. You're doing your best life. You're trying like hell to put amazing content out there. They're not judging you. And here's the thing. If somebody consumes your content, whether they watch a video or listen to an audio, read your post, if they come back and read it again, they like you, or at least they find you interesting. They don't even need to like you to find you interesting. Trust me, they'll become a client and not necessarily fall in love with you. They find you interesting and they're intrigued by you and they really believe that you put out quality content. So here's what you got to understand. Let's hit the reset button on a Monday, okay? To get a client, to get somebody to do business with you, all right? Would you agree with this statement? Customers are good for business. All right. Would you agree with that statement? If you agree with that statement, keep listening. Okay. Because what you ultimately want to do is you want to create a lot of goodwill within your tribe, within your niche, within the area that you want to speak about, and answer questions that are already going on in the mind of your potential prospect or someone who wants to hire you or whatever you want to frame that. For me, let me put it in context of me. Okay. Not because the show's about me. It's just the easiest thing for me to talk about is my own experience. Okay. I help people create a compelling message that they can monetize. I don't know if there's a better thing to do in the world than to have a powerful message that inspires other people And then you get to earn income as a result of delivering value, you know? So, for example, I'm speaking in Dallas next month. People that promote that particular event bring me in to teach people how to monetize what their message is about. And even before that, how to create a real winning message. I'm not the only one that does this. It's not like I'm the only guy. Like, I'm sitting on this mountaintop in Tibet and people, you know, have a pilgrimage from a million miles away to come meet with me. That's not it. But here's the other side of that coin is I don't really allow myself to be all these different things. You know, I used to do that, man. I used to be a blogger, a podcaster, YouTube, all these different things, trying to master this, master that. Hey, can you do that? Yeah, I remember I used to sell SEO services of all things. SEO, this was 2007, 2008. Hated it. I didn't want to do it. I knew more than the people who were hiring me, which is what you need to do. I wasn't doing anything unethical. They needed me to do SEO work, which it's not splitting atoms. It changes a lot, and it's changed a lot in the last 12 years, and I wouldn't want to do it no matter how much money it paid me. But I did on-page SEO, and I built backlinks. Backlinks, and, you know, got people ranked higher in Google. You know, not a big deal. I don't want to do that, though. Why people hire me and why they will hire you is because it's like the Kia. What's the difference between a Kia and a Mercedes? Well, a lot. You know, you get a lot of luxury inside a Mercedes. But do people really need the windshield washer fluid to be automatically mixed with soap and water? Like, soap comes out the one end, water comes out the other. It mixes into this magical windshield wash, and it also adds Rain-X to it. I don't know. Certainly valuable. Hell, really, really valuable. Would I pay 60 grand for that car? Eh, not really. I recorded a podcast a couple weeks ago called Build Your Skateboard. You know, skateboard, getting them from point A to point B. The difference between a Kia and a Mercedes, there's a lot. But, you know, when you really look at it, they're vehicles with four wheels that get you from point A to point B. That's what your client wants. And here's the thing that you really, that's why we're hitting the reset button today. You need to understand, damn it, you got a lot of value to add to people and their lives. You got a lot of value because you're willing to be authentic. If you're not willing to be authentic, then this is not your podcast. Now, if you're fearful of being authentic, that's different. I get that. I was really afraid of being authentic. I worried about, I used to have the disease to please, baby. Disease to please. What are you going to think about me? What are they going to think about me? What are they? That's fine. I said, well, money's going out the window pretty damn quick. I got to stop worrying about what other people are thinking about me because that's not going to pay my bills. I wonder what's going to pay my bills. Huh. Let me try putting myself out there as an individual who can speak on stages and help people channel that authenticity and really master a message. And wouldn't you know, I got hired to speak. And then I started podcasting before that. And then I got hired to speak. But then I really started zeroing in on my message on the show. And that's why when you hear what I'm talking about, it really always comes back to the same thing. Saturday's a mindset, not a circumstance, but you really got to be cool with who you are and all that baggage you got and all that failure in your life. I've got it too, man. We got it. You know, I don't know any other person that you listen to on iTunes or Spotify that's willing to admit it. But the reason people hire me to work together one-on-one is because I've been where you are, man. I'm not saying my situation was any worse or any better. I'm just saying I've been at a really low spot in my life. And I don't think I'm done being at low spots in my life. But I also know that I love, finally, thank you, God, love what I do. And it involves working with people like you. What do you love to do? And will you allow yourself to be authentic so people can really get a vibe for who you are? And when you deliver that great content, man, it's like launching, putting a rocket strapped to your butt and that thing taking off, which, by the way, is a good thing. I realized that could end badly. It's a good thing. All right. In the old corporate game, we used to, some guy or girl would get promoted like 17 times in a year. But boy, wow, he's got a rocket strapped to his butt, doesn't he? And we'd be sitting there wondering why we weren't getting promoted as we're sucking down coffee with the fake creamer and the powdered sugar in the lounge. I wonder why I'm not getting promoted. Sitting here chugging coffee at 1 p.m, bitching about my job. Huh, it's weird. Anyway, she must be lucky or know somebody. Anywho. What you need to do is allow yourself to be authentic. Tell people who you really are. You know, why? Answer this question. Why are you so passionate about this topic? Why? People want to know that. They really do. And then deliver amazing content. But when you deliver it, authentically, when you deliver it authentically, that's when the game changes. That's when you separate yourself from everybody else out there. So I want to hit the reset button today and remind you, and I'll say it again, damn it, you got a ton of value to bring. Don't let the sins of your past, the failures, define who you are, have you tripping over some imaginary line going backwards. That's not what this is about, man. Put yourself out there. Harness that unique message. I would love to, personally and selfishly, I would love to work with you. I work with people only in a one-on-one capacity so we can ignite that fire a million times faster than you could ever do it by watching group videos or being in an 8-week group coaching program or watching a webinar. And if that interests you and you want to find out more about it, just go to launchwithsam.com, book your 30-minute power call, and I'll tell you more about it. And quite honestly, I want to hear more about you. I want to hear what wakes you up in the middle of the night. I want to hear what you're dreaming about and what you're really super passionate about. So if that vibes with you, I would love to get on the phone. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. All right? Remember this. We're going to hit the reset button this week. Authenticity. You've got amazing content to share. And you've got your best days haven't even happened yet. You got like this big blank check. You just filling the amount, man. And that doesn't need to be money. You know, some people are so poor, all they have is money. I'm talking about significance, purpose, and adding tremendous value to the lives of others. And if you're a little bit unclear, how do I do that? Or what's really my message? I'm not quite sure what that message is. Then just connect with me. We'll figure it out. Trust me, for me, it ain't going to be difficult at all. You and I will get there in light years speed. Not a big deal. All right. I hope it helps. I hope it helps. Let me know if it helps. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.